Please rise for the processional hymn, number 718, In a Lowly Manger Born. Seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to you whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us in power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may love in us, in our hearts, through faith. Amen. Amen. Please rise. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world and the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all whom offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us. Gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise 758, You Are the Way.
You are the way.
with you. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today is from Acts chapter 7. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. When they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm today is from Psalm 31. Let's read it responsively. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies, persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me your steadfast love. The second reading is from 1 Peter. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." This honor, then, is for those who believe. For those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise.
The Gospel for today, the fifth Sunday of Easter, is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? You do not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. You will ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. As many of you know, we spent many years living in Japan. Several years living in Japan. And Friday kicked off a big national holiday celebration they call Golden Week. Golden Week isn't one holiday, but rather four. Golden Week started on Wednesday with Showa Day, which remembers the birthday of the emperor. Today is Constitution Day, which honors the post-war constitution. And tomorrow is Greenery Day. Greenery Day is very similar to our Arbor Day, which celebrates nature and the environment. However, our favorite, and I would argue the best holiday, is on Tuesday, Kodomo no Hai, which is also known as Children's Day. In Japan, family is very important. Kodomo no Hai is a day to honor and respect the unique strengths and talents. In John's Gospel today, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus replied, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And what is that way? The way to the Father is Jesus. And the life of Jesus is self-giving love. So we do not find heaven by our own goodness, and we do not earn a room in God's house by loving well enough. Christ shows us the way through unlimited love. I like how the way Reverend Matthew Potts put it. If God is love, where is that real? Jesus says it's not just any love. Jesus says, when you love as I have loved, when you have loved one another as I have loved you, God is with you. So how does Jesus love us? Jesus just loves us. Whoever we are, however we are, think of how different that is from the way we often love. When we fall in love with somebody, it's usually because that person is handsome or smart or talented. We look at all the good things about that person and all the good things about that person that draws us to that person. We love them because of the way of how they are. We are drawn to them because of how they are, but that's not the way that God loves us. God loves us because of who we are. Just because we are. This is where Children's Day and the love we have for children become important, because the love we show for our children is just that. It's unconditional love. In Japan, each family flies koinobori, the carp-shaped windsocks like I've got up here. They're a symbol of strength and health. One flag for each family member. Part of this holiday is to respect everyone's unique personality and celebrate each person's happiness. Again, I connected with Reverend Pott's words and had very strong feelings as he continued. I remember very distinctly the moment each one of my children was born. And I loved them with my whole heart. I held them in my hands. Love poured out of me. I tell you, they were beautiful. Beautiful children. But they'd been through a lot that day. Babies don't always look their best as soon as they are born. They're kind of cone-headed with swollen faces. I didn't love them because they were especially handsome. In that moment, they weren't witty or wise. In that moment, I didn't know what kind of talents they would develop. I didn't know any of that stuff. The reason I loved them in that moment was because they were there. That was absolute and entirely sufficient and grounded everything. They could grow up to be beautiful and talented and wise, or all of the opposite of those things, and it wouldn't make a difference to me. I would love them with my whole heart, and that's how Jesus Christ loves us. That's how God loves us, and that is also the kind of love that Jesus calls us, which is why Jesus says, love your neighbor. The word neighbor just means the person next to you. Whoever is next to you, whether they are handsome or not, pretty or not, wise or not, whether you like them or not, that is not the reason you love them. You love them because they're there. That is why Jesus says to love your enemy. The one who is not only someone you don't find admirable, the one who is someone you are pitted against, but they exist. They are. They are a child of God, and so you must love them because they are, and for no other reason. That doesn't mean that you let them do whatever they want to you, but it also doesn't mean that you do whatever you want to them. That's why Jesus Christ says, love yourself, because we know that none of us are perfect. If we are going to love ourselves, we have to know ourselves with all of our faults and all of our flaws. And we must love ourselves just because we are, the same way that God loves us. This is the same love where God is, and where that love is, that's what we mean when we say. Thank you. rise. We continue now with the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father of the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all. God of glory, you have built your church on Christ the cornerstone. Inspire lay readers, deacons, pastors, and bishops to proclaim forgiveness for your steadfast love to all whom they encounter. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of majesty, you bring forth plants and animals, skies and seas, mountains and valleys. Protect all you have made from the ravages of pollution and climate disaster. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of mercy, you intend governments and social service agencies to be instruments of peace and justice. Guide political leaders and organizations to be agents for compassion and raise up advocacies for those who seek refuge and assistance. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of well-being, you soothe those in distress, console all who grieve, provide for any in need, and comfort those who are sick. We especially lift up those to you now in our hearts. Instill caregivers with a sense of purpose to be your healing hands in this world. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of community, you call us together as your people for mutual support and to witness to your love in the world. Make your presence known among those unable to attend worship today. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of eternal light, you have prepared dwelling places for your people so that we are never separated from you. We give you thanks for the faithfully departed, those who witnessed to your mighty acts in the word and deed. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
So did you listen to what he was talking about? Or were you like doodling? Charlie, did you listen to your best? Did you? Oh, yeah. See, listen, Carl. He said he loved you very much. What was he talking about, though? Some church stuff. But one of the things he brought up was the day of the child. You guys have your own day.
Do they have a day for big people? The day of the big people? No? There's not a day for big people. What?
Maybe. Every day is a day for big people according to children.
There you go. There you go. Every day. Yeah. Yeah. It's the day of the child. We'll celebrate it for a while. I celebrate it every day because sometimes I act like a child, right? Have you guys ever seen me act like a child? Yeah, I can. Quid pulls her. Don't tell. Yeah. And what did he say about it? That when you were born, when his children were born, good listening, because they were there. His babies. You're over there like, maybe not. Did they always love you?
I don't even like my dad at all.
But he still loves you, doesn't he? Yeah, he still loves you a whole lot. And that's the same way that Jesus loves us all. Last week, when we were over there, all right, but God loves you.
Good morning. Welcome to worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fifth Sunday of Easter. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station and the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Dale Moracle and Robin Herndon. We're gearing up for an amazing and need volunteers to lead lessons, games, music, and snacks. Contact Lisa if you're interested. Registration opens May 15th. Start inviting your grandkids, your friends, and neighbors. It's going to be the best week of the year. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections?
Yummy. So, on the passing of Logan Taylor, the husband of Jackie Teedy, we keep the Teedy family in our prayers. I have contacted people for the dinner on Tuesday, but on Monday evening at about 6 o'clock, we will be setting up the gymnasium for what probably will be a very large funeral dinner. So anybody that could come and help at 6 o'clock Monday night, set up tables and chairs, I would appreciate it.
The offering will be collected at this time.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our recessional hymn today is number 624, Jesus Still Lead On.
Thank you.
yourself in the mirror.